Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to run from professional sales trainers and their credit card limit garbage. It's not in the title, but I like saying garbage like that. Great show today, Jill. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
You got it. James K. wrote in and asked, I stumbled upon the site while searching for tax sale lists. Is anyone using this site, etaxsale.com, that's funny, instead of taxsalelist.com? If so, please send me your feedback. Thanks.
James, you're awesome. And yes, we use both. And as Dated to Doorstep members, you get a free subscription to both.
What? What? Yes, that's new. That's new. I made a point about that.
E-tax sale. It's e-tax sales, by the way.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, I think it was
typed in. Oh, it's typed in here as e-tax sale. Sorry.
But it's sales. Anyway, I mean, even the free version, you can see how many properties are on the list. You can't see any detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic way to find out because it's one of the three ways to choose a county that we talk about in the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a lot of back tax property, I'm not saying mail the back tax property like a lot of people do. Don't do that, by the way. Mail everybody offers. I'm saying check to see if there's a lot of back tax property in the area, and it's a great indication about how the results of what, you know, if you mail everybody in the county or with after you scrub the data anyway. So, yes, the answer is yes. It's in our arsenal of tools.
You know, I just thought of a great secret that I would like to share with everyone listening to this
secrets.
Show. No, when I say secret, you're going to get it, and you're going to see why this is funny. Okay. If you run across someone that is hell-bent on doing nothing,
you swear before.
Right?
No, I've never heard you swear
that's
before.
Hell's not a bad word, is it?
I'm pretty sure it's a four-letter word. I'm sure of it, actually.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
All right.
This mouth has been washed out with soap for the word hell.
Yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Multiple
times.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Well,
all it does is make me want to say
that was your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Anyway, I totally interrupted you.
It's okay. Here's my thing. If you run across someone in your world who's, you know, doing what you're doing, aspiring to do what you're doing, whatever it is, and they are convinced that the only way they're going to win is just doing mailing out only people with tax default properties, whatever kind it is, let them go. They're not in our world.
That's right.
They're missing 2/3 of the deals, and our job is not to convince them. We can just say, oh, that's nice. Have a nice day. While we're over here killing it because they're not hitting thousands and thousands and thousands of sellers that are now ours.
Thank you. That ties into the credit card sales trainer thing. You're going to miss 2/3 of the transactions. And here's the kicker about back tax lists. The real issue is, yeah, you're going to get a great response, just like you do with our stuff, with mailing everybody. But the transactions are going to be way more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the person who calls you on the phone and says, heck yes, I want to sell this property, is probably not even
the owner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or they might be the heir, or they might
think
be,
they own it.
Their brother's in Mexico. He's on the deed.
There's
a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah. Or they're saying, you're going to give me $2,000. And they're quietly going, he doesn't even know I owe $3,000 on it. This is awesome. I'm going to get money out
that
of it.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah. Do you really want it? And by the way, we've had this all the time. You go through all your homework. You've spent I don't know how many hours on the deal. And then you get to the last piece and you go, oh, my gosh, I can't take the title. Or the taxes are too high. That was a waste of my time. Yep.
Does it work, some version of it? Heck yes, it always works. If you send mail out to any person who owns real estate and it's rationally priced and you do your homework, you have the right data, some version of it's going to work all the time. But, you know, once you get into this after a few mailers, you want to be smart about it. mm-hmm. and mail the right people the right product and the, you know, the mm-hmm. whole thing. So I'm not knocking mailing back taxes.
Just don't do only back taxes.
Right.
Keep them in your mix.
That's right, Jill.
That's
Thank
it.
You.
Don't focus on just that. Do everybody. That's the main thing. Why are we just doing one group? Do them all.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, which is the meat of the show, is run from professional sales trainers and their credit card limits. Jill, give us some backstory background on what this is all about, because we have multiple members who call us before they're members and say, I just went to the Hilton. Go ahead.
Gosh, you know, I have to say, I was just reading a comment. One of our members put in bigger pockets. Gosh, it was like, I don't know how many weeks ago, but it was along these lines that they're trying, you know, you're out there, you're trying to learn this stuff, you're trying to find the right people, you know, and anyway, he got involved in a educational kind of group. I'm trying to be very politically correct here.
You don't have to.
Okay, well, anyway. He was just like, everything's,
you
know what he said? Everything's an upsell. He said, I was on these calls that weren't worth the money. People were telling me, I'll tell you off the air because I don't want to share that with the group. I am not kidding.
That's awful.
That's what I'm saying. It's actually in bigger pockets. If you want to go look it up, everybody can. He wrote this in there. I'm like,
well,
and then
is
I.
It, Joe?
Who's
the instructor? Not the person who made the comment, but whose program was it? One of our direct competitors.
Yeah. Oh. And it really broke my heart. Well, you know what's interesting is I went. Here's what's really funny. So I'm reading this comment, going, "This is horrible." And I know because I was kind of doing some research for our show today, talking about these people that do this to people. They give you just 30% of the information, and they're going to hold back the other 70%, and you're going to pay for it, by the way.
That's professional.
You're going to show up at a boot camp.
That's what I mean by professional.
Or you're going
sales.
To...
Oh, boot camp.
You're going to show up somewhere there.
That gives it away.
I know, anyway. You're going to show up at a boot camp, or you're going to have a mastermind call, or by the way, we're not going to give it all here.
That gives it away, too.
Because you got to... Oh, and wait. You're going to pay $500 for it to apply, and I might let you in my $30,000 group. What the heck is that? And you... Anyway, okay, my point is, and it was also, it was really starting like a Hilton thing, but, I quickly went to look at the individual, Jack, who wrote this, and I'm like, where was it? I'm like, and he is in our group, and he's happily doing discreet.
Oh, good, okay.
You know, and so here's the nicety about
so
it all.
Itself.
Well, and he did put something nice in, which is what I always tell everybody on the phone. None of that's a waste of time. I mean, let's put it this way. Don't spend – if something's not feeling right, stop it right there. That's number one. Don't spend more money, okay?
That's right.
But the education you got to that point, if you spent a couple thousand dollars – and he said, look, I know I learned some stuff out of it, kind of got me interested, kind of got me thinking about it. So it wasn't a bad investment up to this point, and I agree. I always tell people
– Oh, yeah. Don't just have one source of education anyway.
Exactly.
We should be.
You're going to learn Jack something from everybody.
Jack and Jill should be one source.
Exactly.
But you should have other sources.
Exactly. So I'm just saying, though, but like you just said, that the whole show, though, you shouldn't be somewhere where they're telling you how to raise your credit card limit.
Jeez.
And you need to pay for this and you need to invest in that. But when it's a nebulous amount, when there's nothing that comes out of it, like if I'm paying for data, yeah, I have to pay for data. I'm paying for mailers. Yeah, I got to pay for mailers. I mean, there's things like that I got to pay for. It's
Jill
just
and I,
part of it.
Long before we ever started Land Academy, when it was in its conversational stages, we promised each other that we would have one product and then provide the tools.
Yeah.
So, and that's what we do. We have one. We sell a product, an educational product, and then the support tools for it. And then the rest of the stuff is free. Is it free? Free? No. I'm just exactly what you said. You know, incremental costs at cost. You have to mm-hmm. pay for data downloads
exactly
at our cost, and you have to pay to get stuff in the mail. You have to pay postage at cost, or you know, with a so we can keep the lights on margin, and that's it.
I could have saved.
There's no upselling. There's no like.
Exactly.
When you get to this point, then you can pay us $5,000 and we'll tell you about that.
That's, now I'll give you the real stuff.
That's silly.
That's
you know what that is? Professional sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this late night TV stuff is.
Exactly.
They get you in the room for free and they charge you 50 grand or some mm-hmm. number, and that's silly.
I have two things to say too.
Our
and
competitors
you're right.
are our greatest sales tool.
They really are. It's funny how many people
that
run.
That's a show right
Ooh,
there.
That's a good tweet here. All right. So
let's all pause the show while we write stuff down.
I know.
Everybody's turning their radio off.
Exactly. No, I'm actually, I don't know if I want to write that, but I won't tweet that. But because I don't think of them as competitors. But the big picture is, number one, you're right. We sat down and said, we're just going to share. If we're going to share this information, we're going to share this information, period. And it took us over 6 months to write, record, and do it right. It was not a half ass.
Oh, my gosh. You swore twice.
Oh, my gosh. Two.
Two times in the same day.
I know.
I mean, like in the same lifetime.
I know. Okay. So that's number one. And then number two, Jack, here's the bigger thing. Not only are we providing the tools, but we provide them cheaper than anyone can get them on my own. If I went out right now and got the same data we provide, I'd be paying, well, we were paying $275 a month. Okay. If I went out and added e-tax sales, now I added
I did it all.
$30 a month. And then I wanted the other tax sale list. That's another $20 a month.
It's $1,900.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Okay. Then I need the, oh, don't forget the mail stuff.
Did you see? I put our updated our website.
Oh, good. Thank you.
If you go,
so for $200 a month, I'm getting.
This isn't a sales pitch. It's really
$1,000 a month of value. What am I getting? I mean, that's the best thing because we're doing it in numbers. We're Costco. We're Costco in it.
If you want off the street and got all the products that are in Data to Doorstep, which we charge $198 a month for, it would cost $1,900.
Thank you.
And you get in the group with, you know, you get in our group and people are, everybody's doing deals with each other. That's the huge value too.
Exactly. I concur. Look at
There's a lot of people in this business buying and selling land and houses and stuff, and I'll never understand this, that there's a lot of things in life to scrimp on from a money standpoint. Believe me, I am a cheap – the roots of sending out offers for lower price offers, the root of that is that I'm cheap. Maybe cheap's not the right word. I'm frugal and conservative. There are a lot of people who's just scraped the bottom of it, and they do it wrong. There are other data products out there that are cheaper, and they don't work.
It's true.
You know how we have these people come from – our members come from other competitors and say, boy, this is really the right way to do it? It's the same thing with data.
Exactly.
We have a lot of former 24/7 data users who come to Data Doorstep and say, geez, this is the right way to do it.
Exactly.
Or they get cheaper about it and go straight to the county,
right,
which there's nothing wrong with, but you need a PhD in data analysis to get the data in the right.
You're right.
Which I almost have, by the way, and it frustrates even me.
Right.
So, you know,
wait.
If there's a place to save money,
right,
it's not up front with bad data and bad printing, and that's not the place to save money.
Well, you're wasting money. Tell me about you had a deal review call with someone the other day, and didn't they tell you, oh my gosh, with Data to Doorstep data, I am getting, like they were getting something crazy, like a 30% return rate on their mail with some of the other data they were using. Wasn't it like unable to, like the addresses were wrong, something like that?
Yeah. You know what? Deal Review, by the way, is it's a product, again, it's a product that you get with Data to Doorstep. It's not free, but essentially it's a half hour phone call with me or Jill or both of us to kind of review the deal that you're about to buy or sell or, you know. I mean, how much money does that save?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
We've done 15,000, almost 16,000 deals. And I'm going to tell you straight out, personally, on Skype.
Right.
With a one-on-one call, whether or not you should be doing this deal.
Yeah, and I love it. You look at maps with them. You'll look at, okay, let's talk about this.
That's part of Data to Doorstep.
I know.
Oh, yeah. We review the whole situation.
You tell them about the roads. You talk about access. You talk about the area.
And we both look at the same time, not Jill and I, but the person I'm reviewing the deal, at the same time, look up on the internet and how to price it.
Yep. There you go. Well, tell me, what was the return rate?
Oh, 20%. He said,
wow.
He said that 24/7, you know, Agent Pro 24/7, the mail return rate, like NSF, return, you know, not NSF, return to sender.
Right.
The return to sender was 20%. So how much does that waste?
That's true. How much money?
You know,
20% of you're spending $1,000 and $200 of it was wasted, you know, on that mail. I am with you.
So it all taps into what we're talking about. I don't want this to sound like a sales pitch.
No,
it's not.
Yeah, you're right.
Jill and I have.
I get mad about it.
I know.
I love when you get, do you know what?
It doesn't happen very often.
You know what's really great? Thank you. I get mad about it. And you know what? If all of our members you know who you are, who are listening right now. You have heard me on our weekly member calls. And if anybody's messing with my people, I'm going to get mad, right?
Yeah.
My people. Oh, Mama Bear comes out. My people in our group, you guys, I mean, you guys come to us because you need something. You know, we're going to do our best to make it happen. And if anybody messes, it's kind of like a parental thing. Yes. If anybody messes with my people, I'm going to get mad. Thank you.
If you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Well, my inspiration today ties into this topic, which is please trust your gut instinct and don't be swayed by a sales pitch. If you're somewhere for free and it's a seminar and next thing you know, they're asking you to buy this, pay for that, do this, pay for that, and it's not sitting right with you. I'm not saying they're all that way, but for whatever reason, it's like, oh, God, I don't know if this doesn't feel right. I don't know if I should do this. Am I going to, you know, and then you go home and you lose sleep over it. It wasn't the right thing.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Just walk away.
And by the way, if it is a really good thing, you should walk away. If you think it's a good thing, but you're still not sure, please walk away and sleep on it and make sure, wake up tomorrow and go, you know, yeah, I'm going to call them and I'm going to act on it. Nothing should be this minute in this room. If you don't do it right now,
mm-hmm.
It's the deal's gone. You should be able to sleep on it and
say,
okay, yeah. And like, so trust your instincts.
Being an entrepreneur involves a lot of self-study. And if you expect somebody to stand in front of you in a classroom or in a hotel, whatever, lobby or a conference room, and you expect someone to say some stuff and then all of a sudden you're going to make money, that's not how it works.
Right.
This isn't for you if that happens. Mm-hmm. There's a tremendous amount of self-study and quiet time alone with the door closed, figuring stuff out. And we're just here to provide the tools to have that happen and some education and guidance. It's not, there's no magic wand or, you know, we're not going to change your personality. That's up to you.
It's true. Thank you, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
That was really awesome.
The
crap that Jack says. Sometimes there's good stuff. Just kidding.
Sometimes it's funny.
Sometimes
it's awful.
Bashing. Sometimes it's
sometimes it's a rant.
Sometimes it's a rant.
I love ranting.
Why
is that?
Thank you for calling and thank you. This is the crap that Jack says show. We're gonna call it that. The crap that Jack says and the stuff that Jill puts up with show. Just kidding.
I asked this. I had a deal with you like a week ago with a guy, and he said he's just killing it. He's just knocking it out of the park. And I said I after we were done.
Yeah.
It wasn't one deal. It was like 10. After we were done, I said I got to ask you a question. You know why? I said, I'm a little frustrated because sometimes I don't get through to members and sometimes I do. Maybe you can help me. What's the difference? What is it about you that makes you knock it out of the park? And some people, they're upset with their own performance. And he said, it's because it's the why. And I said, well,
what's the why?
I'm sorry. He said, whys. It's the whys. And I said, spell it. And he said, whys.
Oh.
He said, I'm constantly asking why. Constantly asking why, how, asking himself, not me or you. And so he goes and figures it out. Not WISE, because that's what I thought he's meant at first.
Like?
He's just trying to get to the bottom of everything, constantly. And I think that's at the root of being an entrepreneur. You know how we talk about deconstructing everything?
That's true.
You know,
it's good.
Jill and I are here so that you can deconstruct our real estate mm-hmm. entrepreneur career.
Bingo.
And reconstruct it for yourself. Whatever version
Perfect.
Of it. Whatever version of it that is for you.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? This is topical.
Dude.
I thought it was nothing.
That was fantastic.
The crap that Jack says.
Wow. But you're right. You're exactly it. We set out to lay out for everybody to see, here is how we got here. Now you take what you want from it, and here's how to learn to find your own way. Not you have to do this property in this type in this county.
That's right.
Maybe it's apartment buildings in New York. I don't know, but the whole strategy mm-hmm. works.
Apartment buildings in New York. I love it.
There you go.
Maybe you want to have a transmission shop Find somebody who's got a successful one.
Right.
Deconstruct how they did it, where they got it, the whole thing, and then recreate it for yourself. I'm not saying walk in the same footsteps. Mm-hmm. I'm saying just whatever makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy made it very clear. I guess I could use his name. Doesn't matter. His name's Tori.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of respect for the guy. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Awesome.
You know, take a look at what he's doing and deconstruct that. I mean, that's another big benefit for what we do. We have these members. You know, maybe the Jack and Jill thing just doesn't make a lot of sense to you, but wholesaling houses does. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of members that do that too.
Exactly. Hey, since we're talking about Tori, I'm going to ask Tori right now. Tori, I'm going to go to one of the events your wife does.
Tori's got a wife who, oh, geez, she does.
I don't even want to share all that. I was just going to quietly say, hey, Tori, I want to talk to your wife. I want to go to some of those fun red carpet events your wife is at.
We have some interesting members. It's awesome.
Cool.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Even though we went way over on time on this show, get there first. So that means the after talk probably should be
like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Good show. Yeah. Well, you know what? Because that whole show was after talk.
It really was.
That was really fun.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.